Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. Jobs Friday and a minor miss in the number. No surprise. And no surprise that the markets jumped higher off of the minor miss, figuring that free money will be here longer. Gold had a spike up, and interestingly enough, it's what you would expect out of this number because they had been pricing in the possibility of a rate increase in September. And, of course, with these numbers, they're not going to raise rates. I didn't think they're going to raise them anyways. But now, once again, the Fed gets bailed out. The IMBYs from the Fed get bailed out so that they don't have to raise rates. So they can continue to devalue our cash and stick it to us. That's really the bottom line. There is going to be no rate increase. You can look for the financials to now get cracked a little bit this report will indicate that, you know, the banks were counting on and hoping for a rate increase. And that is certainly probably now off the table with 151,000 jobs. But of course, the number is not that important. What's more important is that the average work week slowed. Our jobs participation rate rose. I mean, the lack of participation rate rose. So not a great number, but I don't think if you've been listening to me, not a total surprise. Because at the end of the day, we've kind of been on top of this saying, hey, it's a bunch of crap anyways. And no matter what they tell you, no matter what BS they try to feed you, that the markets, the economy, the entire situation is a ball of crap. And that's what we have. We're being proven to be correct, unfortunately, because we need to have somebody step up and improve this market. We need to see higher interest rates. Now, this should be good for the commodities for a little bit here because it should create a little pressure on the dollar as the dollar was looking for a reason, now to go back down. And of course, this will help because they had pumped it up looking for the increase in interest rates. And of course, that is going to be off the table. We're going to see how this eventually will play out. But for now, the picture is bleak. From a jobs perspective, nothing has really changed. As we continue to, waffle around and not see action that we really need to see. And again, this is an issue that we will continue to, follow. But really, you can see what the market expects by watching, the key components of this, which are the dollar. Okay, which are some of the other things that go on. They tell you what the market is really thinking. Now, we could come back in on Tuesday and, they could change their mind. And again, the Fed is known to do things a little bit off kilter. Okay, so we're not going to, say totally that, it's a done deal. But again, this is not what they'd be looking for. And certainly by the initial reaction off of the jobs, it's not something that is creating or that all important fear that interest rates may rise. So And overall, I mean, the entire month of August was a big zero. And the markets are dying to break out one way or the other. And we'll see if this number will do it. I don't think so. I think we go back into the and continue the same coma we've been trading in. I don't see any reason to believe that we are going to have any major stories or any major movement here. I think what you're looking at is exactly what was, you know, kind of expected. And, you know, we are seeing, again, a run, you know, here. But, you know, we've seen this before, and this can change very quickly. I think it'll be interesting to see, you know, after all this information is interpreted, you know, over the weekend and after giving some thought, you know, what will the dollar do? Because that is something that has been a crucial issue in our commodity space, you know, and that is something that, you know, bears watching, because at the end of it, it really comes back down to a lot of our stuff is based on the dollar. And with the recent collapse in the commodity space, it is something to note. And these are things that, that we have to watch. And there's some other things that will be potentially important. But overall, I don't see the report being anything to get too excited about. I don't see the report to be anything to get too wound up about. I think that it's just one of those things. I think there's more important things to look into. Again, lack of growth, lack of jobs that are worth a crap. You know, some of the things that are going on throughout the economy. And I think those are more important things for us to look at and to kind of focus on, because, you know, to focus on the Federal Reserve is a waste of time, because basically they're a waste of time. They have no clue. They have no idea. And they're never going to do anything that is going to actually help the average guy on the street. They are going to continue to be the garbage that they are, and not being able to, you know, put this economy back on track. And what will eventually happen is the economy will get back on track when we finally crack it and true market, free markets and price discovery take over again. And again, that will happen. It's just it'll be a question of when, not if. And that is something that, of course, we talk about here often, because the manipulation of markets and the artificial things that we see done don't build a foundation. And we all know that if you don't build a solid foundation, if you ask the three little pigs, you huff and puff and that house is going to blow down. And of course, when you build a house of cards, which is what we've built here now, somebody's going to huff and puff and blow this house down. And I think that is something that becomes more important to you and me over time. It's going to be torture. It's going to be painful to watch. But the markets will break out of this range. I would think they would break out rather quickly. You know, once they get started and decide that the time has come to do so. And I don't think we're that far away from that. I think, you know, it could be a couple of weeks. I think before this year, they do break out. And I do believe that breakout will be to the downside. But hey, we can only deal with what we're given, and we can only trade what we have. And that's what we will continue to do, as we always do here on The Bubba Show. You know, we're just trying to make it real for everybody. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show. This is Jobs Friday. And, of course, it's Labor Day weekend, and I hope you'll have a great Labor Day weekend. We're going to step out here for a break, but remember, when you miss The Bubba Show, you go to libertytalk.fm and download the podcast. And also, when you're there, you might as well check out The Sporting Edge, which airs on Saturdays. We're going to step out here for a break, and we'll be back after the break with more of The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, we'll see you after the break. It's the time.
Todd.
Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And I don't know, there's some funky things going on, but I'm going to lay out this story for you, and I want you to think about it, and maybe you'll email me what you think about it. But we've got many people for many years have said that there's more paper gold out there than there is real gold. Okay. And, you know, if we take a little walk back in history of the American dollar, when it used to say silver certificate, you could take it into any bank and get yourself a silver dollar to replace that piece of paper you had and have a Morgan silver dollar. And of course, that no longer is available because it doesn't say silver certificate anymore. It now says Federal Reserve note, of course, and they never had enough silver to begin with. And it's obviously out of whack. And of course, we got off the gold standard and now we're in this fiat currency crap. But now Deutsche Bank supposedly is denying their clients from redeeming their paper gold for hard gold, which is supposed to be what you're able to do. And it's not happening. Okay. So does that indicate that there's a shortage? Are they short? And this is one of the problems that we have in a system that we operate under, because banks historically have not had enough reserves of any sort to handle the bank runs, which is why the central banks and the Fed are so important to these guys, because they lend out more than they're supposed to. They don't really have the reserves that they're supposed to. But now we have the Deutsche Bank not honoring the shares. And then, of course, some of the so-called experts or the big gold bugs are now clamoring that, well, gold's going to the moon. It's going to be 5,000, 10,000. And you, of course, know what I think about that. But now, there's a very distinct possibility that there is a shortage in gold and that it has been oversold. Okay. This is why I always warn that if you're trading gold, the market is okay to trade, you know, the GLD, the ETF, and play with that if you're trading it. But if you're looking to hold it for a long term, you should be buying the physical metal, because at least you can touch it and feel it. And of course, we're having a lot of these commercials now for put all your money in gold coins, put all your money in all your IRA. And of course, I would obviously say absolutely not. That's ridiculous to do. Put all your money into any one given asset class. But now that we've got the side of that there's a potential shortage and there's the gold bugs are clamoring for zillion-dollar gold, my question is gold is $1,317, okay? Certainly, you would think, based on what I just said to you, that gold would have gone up and not flat or down. And in fact, yesterday at one point, gold was down at 1305 before rallying back. So you tell me, okay, is there a shortage? And I'm not saying there isn't. I don't know. But certainly, you would think by the information that I just gave you that gold would have a little bit bigger a rally than coming off of its bottom of 1305 and just going up to 1318. Okay. I mean, to me, that would make more sense. And basically, if you look now, again, this shortage, we didn't just figure this out today. Okay. Gold is down from 1377 to, you know, basically 1315 or so, 1316. So are we saying that there is or isn't? Okay. This is always the issue. And this is what I warn you all about, okay? If there is indeed a shortage, fine. The markets will let you know this is a shortage. But what I'm saying here now is don't get sucked in by people that want to talk their position. They want to sell you something. They want to make something happen, because they're not looking out for you. They're looking out for themselves. They're looking out for what is going to make them money, not you money. Okay. And this ridiculous stories about gold going to a gazillion. Yeah, and it might look it. I'm not saying it won't go there, but I can guarantee you it's going to stop and pause probably at 1340. It'll stop and pause probably at 1380. And all the way up, there'll be spots in which it will stop and give you an opportunity. So don't make the mistake of taking all of your resources and jumping in, because again, if the stories are actually factual, and again, I'm not saying they are or they aren't, I'm not picking a side here, I'm saying based on what the gold market is telling me, there's no problem. Okay, based on what everything that I can possibly configure off of, there is not an issue. Okay, now again, I would not be surprised if eventually we find out that they are short and they have sold too much. But at the end of the day, for now, you can buy a lot of gold still at, you know, under 1320 if you really want to. So that's the bigger point, okay? And that should be what tells you what's going on in the overall marketplace. We shouldn't have to think about all this other stuff, because if it was really true, then we probably would see much higher prices right now. And that is always the thing that, which is why I always say, okay, look at the footprint of the market, no matter what somebody tells you, and see if you can see what they're trying to tell you. And, you know, I would say to you that, you know, again, the markets are pretty efficient, okay, especially in times now when there is some potential panic or fear on the horizon, that you would see most likely some action, and we're not seeing it. So, again, that goes back to you tell me if you think that there really is that particular issue. I don't see it. I'm a gold fan. I want to own gold, but I certainly wouldn't take everything, and I would not certainly recommend that everybody sell everything just to get into gold. I think that, you have to look at the overall picture before making a decision and not listen to some asshole that's saying, hey, it's going to a billion, okay, because there'll be plenty of opportunities before we get to that billion, and you won't have to worry about it. Now, interesting enough, there are, you know, a lot of things going on underneath the surface of this market, but in the meantime, it stays in this rangeless, lethargic, we're not moving 1% one way or the other. I mean, did you notice yesterday that the market was down and had every opportunity to break? And of course, here they came spinning out of the turn, running back up, and they got back to basically up on the day, you know, fairly flat. Have you been watching what's going on overall? I mean, there is really no interest and no action that would make you want to think of doing anything too wild here, because there's not much going on. And that is something that we often talk about is, again, the markets will help you understand what they're going to do, because they leave a footprint that helps you get a better view of this. Now, we're, you know, getting done. The summer is over. Monday is Labor Day. There doesn't figure to be a ton of action, okay? Now, that doesn't mean there won't be trade and there won't be a big move, because remember, now big moves can be exaggerated because of the lack of volume and the lack of real interest in the markets today. There is absolutely no fear in this market. There is no worry, because everybody knows that the markets can only go higher. Okay. Now, again, you know, we don't believe that, but that is what's going on right now. And that, more importantly, that is what the street believes. Okay. And this is where you learn that this is the time that you need to start to look at protection. You need to start to be, you know, wondering what you should be doing differently, because markets, as we say often here on the Bubba Show, don't announce themselves. And at some point, the markets are going to start to move, and you're going to see, I think, a big beatdown. But at the end of the day, we're not going to try to figure it out when it is. We're going to continue to follow the footprints, follow the map, and continue to bring you the Bubba Show that you can also download at libertytalk.fm. And make sure you do. And in the meantime, check out BubbaTrading.com. And we're going to stop out here for a break. This is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll be right back after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz.
Trust. For nearly four decades, that is the reputation Roberts & Roberts Brokerage has forged with their customers. Now, with their full e-commerce website, rrbi.co, it's easier than ever to buy or sell precious metals via Bitcoin or major credit card. Visit them online at rrbi.co or call 800-874-9760 to speak with an experienced professional today. Roberts & Roberts, when you're serious about precious metals.
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here, the long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got the Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. It's Bubba here hanging out with you. And, you know, we've been talking about this quite a bit lately, and I think it's important to address, and that is the commodities markets, predominantly grains and livestock. And, you know, I watch those very closely, and I do a lot of work in the farming industry. And, you know, I don't know if you've been watching it all, but man, it's getting devastating. They are just pounding on cattle like they were giving it away for free. Now we've seen lower prices, but we were, you know, way up, and now we're way down. And you know, the reason I bring it up here is because, you know, again, we're talking about footprints and how markets actually work. And what's important about this is we said on Wednesday on RFD Radio, RFD TV, and then here on the Bubba Show, that if 106 in cattle, in live cattle, okay, can't hold, then we're probably going to get hammered and probably going a lot lower. And of course, on Tuesday, they made that dramatic turnaround. And on Wednesday, I said, hey, you know, fine, but I'd love to see a lower opening on Wednesday. Not a higher opening. And of course, here we are now making new lows again here in the 103s. Okay. Now we'll see a pop here, but this is a key point to understand. A big hard rally is not bullish. A big hard rally is just shorts getting out. Okay. Now we're looking, you know, fairly nasty and fairly ugly. And I think that, you know, you probably have, you know, we're on, you know, almost 5-year lows here. So I think that, you know, you've got to, you know, be careful. I think you're probably looking at, you know, in the 102 area as a possibility, you know, to worry about. I think that that would be the next level. But we've come basically down month after month from 171 to 103. And I think about that as the stock, that's about 60%. Okay. And then on the feeder cattle side, you know, believe it or not, we were 245 at the end of 14. All right. Now we're 134. Okay. And we should be, the feeder should be somewhere right around near a bottom. Now we can't predict the bottom, but it looks to me that the volume is running out and the sellers are getting exhausted here now. Now, again, this would be the same thing. We don't want to see a dramatic rally up. We want to see it build a base and look to work its way back up. Now, yesterday we had in the grains a little bit of a bounce, but the bounce, now nobody's going to be too impressed by the bounce, but these are the kind of bounces that we want to see, okay? Because this is much better at base building than a straight shot up. Now, obviously, if you're a trader and you bought, you want to see a straight shot up. But this is not what we got, which is better, okay? I think that you look at oil, and oil obviously has been getting torched. And no surprise, I mean, we said here on the Bubba Show, $50 oil is too expensive, and look for it to start selling off. And sure enough, here they come. Boom, 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 boom. They're ripping them a new one. And again, when we get to 40, you know, we'll look for some base building, because I think we'll then go ahead and make most likely the round turn back up to 50. Again, this is markets, okay? It's nothing more than markets. And you have to understand the workings of a market, okay? Because markets find their level. Now, remember, the market is built and traded off of people that are trading. So a lot of it comes from emotional trading. And I know in the cash markets, there's been a lot of pukage, okay? And somebody texted me yesterday and said, out here in cattle country, the sky is falling. And I texted back, chicken little, the sky is falling. And, you know, this is why we always talk about how important it is to be hedged in your overall portfolio. This is why we always talk about the ability to make sure that you are well taken care of and under good, solid information to take care of yourself. Because, you know, yeah, maybe you give up sometimes a little bit of the upside, but, you know, when you hedge, you always should have unlimited reward to the upside if we get a big move. But if the markets collapse, like they're doing right now, you've got protection, okay? And it's the world is all about protection, okay? I mean, again, I'm just telling you that in general, if you protect yourself and you protect your assets all the time, you will find yourself being a much happier camper overall, because at the end of the day, you have to be able to get out, save yourself, save your capital, and make sure that you don't go broke on a bad market. You know, I'll tell you a story, because there are a lot of, you know, cross market traders. There's a lot of spreaders. And forever, wheat had always traded at about a dollar premium to corn. So when corn was three, wheat was four. And now that that ratio is narrowing, now wheat is 390 and corn is 320. So we're getting a much narrower range. So now what would be happening back in the day is the wheat traders would be, or the spreaders would be buying wheat and selling corn, knowing that that spread should start to widen. And that worked great for many, many, many years. And then, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, it didn't work so good. The spread actually inverted and broke a bunch of traders at the same time. And this is what you have to worry about. You know, things work until they don't. You cannot commit, because there are certain points in any footprint in any market that there's a violation and you have to say, hey, let me sit it out and look on the sidelines. Now, out of the entire space, the only that looks really like it's acting pretty good is the hogs. Now, hogs did all their damage, okay? And they got well down, and they've now rallied about 11% off their bottom. And they're now going to come up to a pretty key level. And if they can break out, they should continue to go higher. But a lot of this ties into the interest rate market, the dollar market. And a lot of it ties into growth and everything else that's going on in the economy. Now, these should be signs that the economy is not going as well as we think it's going. Because these are consumable goods, and if there's not a demand for consumables, where is there going to be demand? Okay, this is a problem that needs to be, that our great leaders won't address. This is a problem that is out there, and until we address them, they're going to continue. Let's face it, people are eating less. Okay, not only do people eat less meat today, but they're eating less in general because they can't afford it. Okay. You know, again, let's not kid ourselves and believe that everything is so hunky dory, because if it was, then we would have a much bigger demand for supplies. I mean, you know, you'll hear the excuse made for oil, for example, we have a glut, we're not using any, and you've got Uber and you've got this and you got that. And that's part of the problem. But the real problem is that people can't afford gasoline. So when you create a tremendous surplus, okay, or supply, there isn't enough demand to pump it, okay? And that is an issue. And until we get this situated and until we get people back to work, think about it very simply. If people are working less, they're driving less. If they're driving less, they're not consuming as much, okay? And I assure you that in all the oil spaces, people are using less energy. You know, they're keeping their house warmer in the summer and colder in the winter because they can't afford the bills. So you can talk about how good it all is, but deflation is not good for anybody, okay? Now, there's the Austrian economics. They say it's great because you pay cheaper, but again, a non-growing economy ain't good for nobody, okay? And one of the sure signs of things that aren't growing is when you get into a deflationary scenario, because that means that your goods, there's not a demand for the goods, which means they build a surplus. And when they build a surplus, that means prices got to come down. And all you're doing is damaging the economy, damaging individuals, and you're just putting more people out of business, allowing them to get sucked up by the bigger guys, okay? And I got nothing against the bigger guys, but I'd love to have a more fair and equal playing field where we're all playing with the same bat and ball. And at this point, I don't see that we're all playing with the same bat and ball. I mean, and you see it all the time in many industries where the little guy gets squished. You know, we talked about this the other day with Amazon and Walmart squishing everybody. Well, Walmart's getting a little bit squished too by Amazon because they just laid off 7,000. Well, they didn't lay them off. They changed or restructured 7,000 jobs. Okay. And all that means is that they're not making as much money and they want to make more. So they're going to make some of these adjustments. Now, at the end of the day, okay, again, we will figure a way out of this. We will work our way out, but it's not going to be without some pain. But the problem is the longer they wait to rip the Band-Aid off, rip it off, the longer they wait, the more pain we're going to suffer. That's the real bottom line, and that's where my concern lies, and that's why my concern comes to you, where you should make sure that you are protecting the assets that you have, because there is going to be some punishment here. We do not ever escape without punishment, and certainly this time will not be different. It's always the same, and the ending is always ugly. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show, and this is Todd Bubba Horowitz. When you miss one of my shows, and how dare you for missing a show, but no, seriously, you go to libertytalk.fm. You know, we've got a full 24-hour programming there, so make sure you check it out. In the meantime, check out BubbaTrading.com. We've been running some new classes, and we're having a great time doing it. And certainly hope that you sometime get involved. But in the meantime, this is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll be right back after the break. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. Welcome back. Welcome back, my friends, to the show. I got to put that as one of my songs. The show that never ends. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, and here we are cruising along and covering a lot of ground today and talking about the jobs and talking about everything else. But what we haven't talked about yet is the good old financial markets. And I'm not talking about the stock market, I'm talking about the financial stocks. And, you know, they've been pretty much rolling along pretty good. You know, they were assuming an interest rate increase, and you know, we've seen stocks like JP Morgan, you know, even in this very tight market, come up from 62 to 67. Yesterday we saw some selling pressure in the financials and a lot of option buying in here, indicating that higher prices could be coming. But what they're really betting on is a rate hike. And, you know, from my point of view, I don't see a rate hike coming. I think that, we've got too many things going on. I know that the commercials are continuing to load up on volatility futures, and I know that they're continuing to short the markets in general. So they're saying that there may be one, but they're also saying that there's a greater likelihood that the markets will have a dip in here somewhere. And again, they're more basing it on history and potential and what's going to happen. But, you know, I think that the financial stocks, very much like the dollar, has probably overshot its mark. And not the dollar itself, but I think the reaction to what the dollar may do, I think, has been pretty much overshot. You know, one thing we know, or we should know, is that markets, especially markets that aren't driven by balance sheets and companies, okay, tend to overshoot the mark. Okay. You know, you'll see, we talked about oil earlier at 40. Well, it may trade down to 38. Okay. Because it will probably overshoot that mark to the downside. Gold, you know, if it goes down, might overshoot that 1300 and might go all the way down to 1270, 1260, even possibly lower. But again, commodities will tend to overshoot it. And I think they've overshot the expectation of a possible rate hike. I think you might see the financials now come under a little pressure after running up so nicely, because I think that, again, you know, they've anticipated, they've had expectations, and, you know, it's the old momentum type of trading. When momentum picks up and gets a little bit too heavy, okay, usually that's pretty near the end. And I think the biggest sign to look at here, as you look at the financials being stronger as a group, but if you look at the XLE, which is the basket of financials, that reached its high a couple of weeks ago and has been basically selling off ever since. Now, if the group was that strong and there was that much underlying buying power, we might see a little bit more action. But, you know, things happen, and, you know, we know at the end of the day, it always comes down to money. You got to make money. Companies got to make money if they're going to survive. And one of the things that, you know, I chuckle about, and I was on Fox Business yesterday after the bell, and the subject of Tesla came up. And, you know, listen, Tesla's a beautiful car. Elon Musk, probably one of the smartest guys in the world. I mean, how many of you know that we're able to have government finance all their business through subsidies? Okay. Pretty interesting, right? I mean, you know, Elon Musk, genius, PayPal, made gazillions, but basically he built his business off of tax credits and money, and in both of his businesses was able to do so. Okay, well, actually, got more than one. He's got three, and of course, unfortunately for him, he dropped that rocket exploded yesterday. $60 million rocket with a $200 million satellite for Facebook. But, you know, that's like toy money for these guys. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, that's really what it comes down to. These guys are like playing with toy money, and or play money, not toy money, but play money. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's what it is. But, you know, again, Elon Musk, I mean, was working in Texas, but now he loses. Every business he has is a loser. I mean, but Tesla, the most popular, they lose 5,000 a car, every car they deliver. You can't make that up with volume. So do we really think that that they're going to be that successful? You know, they're putting out another bond offering, you know, to raise more money again. And, of course, again, I love the car. I mean, the car is beautiful, and it's a great concept. But, unfortunately, it's already way too overpriced to begin with for the average buyer. So when you narrow your market down right away, it's hard to sell a lot of cars. Okay. I mean, I think the Model S or whatever starts at like $100,000 or something like that. I mean, you know, there ain't that many people sitting out there that are going to drop a hundo for a Tesla. So, you know, these are just little teeny signs that people aren't paying attention to, you know, of markets, maybe starting to throw in the towel a little bit. You know, it first starts innocently enough with a few of these. But again, we're not predicting at the top. We're predicting some slow action, at least through next week. With the holiday on Monday, we figure that it will be slow and quiet. You know, and then, you know, the end of the summer, the closing down of the summer houses. And I think you don't expect to see a whole heck of a lot. I think that it's going to be, you know, relatively quiet unless there's something major that comes out of it, and then everybody will be back because that's always what happens. But in the meantime, you know, we'll keep an eye on it and watch. But the other thing is that, you know, we're just not kind of paying attention to are things like, you know, ISM, you know, falling into negative territory. Okay. A manufacturer's number. The labor participation rate sucks. Okay. You know, the lack of the ability of the government to run the country properly. Okay. And, you know, when we look at the whole picture, okay, things don't appear to be all that great. Okay. So there's too many uncertainties out there. But when you continue to watch markets thrive on money, free money, okay, that becomes the bigger problem. Because, again, we are technical traders here. We don't trade the fundamentals. We'd like to, you know, if we buy something for long term, we want to make sure it's fundamentally strong. But at the end of the day, we don't buy for fundamental reasons. We buy on a technical fundamentals we like. But you've seen a lot of the companies, the Abercrombie and Fitch this week, get popped. Lululemon, you know, get popped a little bit. Tiffany's continues to now fall again after having that big up move rally. Even the Barron's bounce, okay, which they came out with their story on Baba this week. And Baba's done fine, okay, and gone up, but it's gone up like a buck or a buck and a half when normally the Barron's bounce is good for a bigger bounce than that. It hasn't even been able to take out the recent high yet. So there's a lot of things going on that, you know, are just not real healthy for the market, which is why the markets are kind of stuck in this range, which is why it's going to just take one or two things that we can't account for. Okay. It won't be the interest rate hike that will collapse this market. It'll be, you know, it'll put some pressure on it, which I don't think they're going to do it anyways, but it'll be something that we can't even think about right now that will create enough fear to start to drive markets lower. And then if you can break them down a little bit, then, you know, fear begets fear and selling begets selling. And the next thing you know, they're breaking levels and markets are falling apart. But again, who knows when that's going to be? We can't predict it, but we can certainly see it potential and see it happening. And, you know, again, you just look, you know, pretty much across the tape and you see, you know, stocks are just kind of, you know, falling apart a little bit here. Ever so slightly, but at the end, what does it mean? It means there could be problems on the horizon. But we have no problem because it is a 3-day weekend, and I hope everybody has a great, healthy, safe Labor Day weekend. Enjoy yourself, spend time with friends and family, and don't drink and drive. And when you miss an episode, you go to libertytalk.fm and you download The Bubba Show as well as tomorrow's Sporting Edge. Always good stuff. Xander and I do it. In the meantime, everybody have a great weekend. And as always, I thank you for being here. I appreciate it. And I look forward to seeing you again. And there will be a show Monday. But if I don't hear you, see you then. We'll talk to you later. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz. Have a great, safe holiday weekend. We'll see you on Monday. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.